Message number 318. The final secret of Fatima reveals the truth of Satan's evil sect entering the Vatican. Thursday, January 26, 2012 at 09:40 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is time for the full truth of the mysteries of the divine realm to be revealed to the world. The truth has been hidden for some time. Acknowledgement of my divine intervention in the world through the miracles, apparitions and divine communications to chosen souls has been pushed to one side by my church for many years. Why my church felt the need to dampen the truth when it was needed to strengthen the faith of my children everywhere is known only to them. Every true visionary of mine and my blessed mother was ignored in the beginning and treated with contempt by my church. My daughter, even the final secret of Fatima, was not given to the world because it revealed the truth of Satan's evil sect entering the Vatican. The last part of secret has not been revealed in order to protect the wicked sect who enter the Vatican in great numbers since my mother's appearance at the Holy Shrine of Fatima. My daughter Lucia was silenced by the powers which control part of the Vatican over which my poor beloved popes have little control. Watch how they have not only twisted the truth of my teachings but introduced new methods of Catholic worship which insult me and my Eternal Father. The Catholic Church is the one true church and as such is a primary target of Satan and his wicked sect. The truth comes from me. The truth makes mankind uncomfortable because it can involve personal sacrifice. The truth causes outrage in some instances and in many cases is treated as heresy. Yet only the truth can set you free from lies. The lies which come from the Satan and which create a heavy burden on your soul. The time has come for the truth to be unveiled in a world which is full of lies. So many lies, my daughter, have been presented to my children by false religions, false gods, false church leaders, false political leaders and organizations, as well as a false media. So much of the truth is hidden. Yet if the truth of what is happening in the world were revealed today, very few people would accept it. The same applies to my father's Ten Commandments. These are the rules laid down by my Eternal Father and given to his prophet Moses. The truth never changes, no matter how much mankind tries to change it. My Father's commandments are no longer accepted even amongst Christian churches. Thou shalt not kill means you cannot kill another human being. It does not refer to self-defense but in every other circumstance. No man can justify murder, abortion, execution or euthanasia. No one. This is a mortal sin and the punishment is an eternal life in hell. Do my children accept this, my daughter? No, they even pass laws which make it not only acceptable but excusable in the eyes of God. But it is not. Every one of my father's Ten Commandments is broken every day. Yet my church never preach about the seriousness of sin. They never tell people that they will go to hell should they commit a mortal sin if they do not show remorse. My heart is deeply wounded. They, my churches all over the world, do not preach the truth. Many of my sacred servants no longer believe in the state of hell or purgatory. They do not accept my Father's commandments. They excuse every sin. They talk about my Father's mercy but fail to explain the consequences of dying in a state of mortal sin. By not carrying out their duties for which they have been assigned, they offend me greatly. They are in many cases responsible for the loss of so many souls. Wake up to the truth, all of you who profess to be a believers in God the Almighty Father, Creator of all things, and know this. There is only one truth. There cannot be more than one truth. Anything other than the truth is a lie and does not come from my Heavenly Father God the Almighty Creator of all things. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.